Message number 1012. You are about to witness the greatest deceit ever inflicted upon the world by Satan. Tuesday, January 7, 2014 at 12:15. My dearly beloved daughter, my word will remain intact because my beloved loyal followers all over the world who will form the remnant of my church will never deviate from the truth. So many of my followers will emerge to form my remnant army in every nation in the world, including communist regimes. The Holy Spirit is being sent to cover each and every fragment of this small but powerful army of mine. Soon all of my disciples will spread the words of the prophecies given to the world through this mission, everywhere. They will go out now and spread the Gospels, my word and my promises to all. I will never permit the faith of my followers to wither and fade. However, those souls who remain true to the word as it was given to humanity in the Bible will be few. My light will shine like the sun upon all those places where my beloved disciples respond to my call at this time. This is a call from heaven to invite you to take up my cross and follow me, your Jesus, to the ends of the earth. I desire that by spreading out to proclaim the truth of the Most Holy Trinity that you will help me to gather the lost, the confused, the wanderers and those who do not know me. You will call out to all religions and give them my word. Through the prayers I give you, they will be blessed. Rejoice, those of you who know that it is I, Jesus Christ, who calls on you at this time of great change. You are indeed blessed. Know that my love for you is such that I will guide you, strengthen you, and give you the courage of lions in your mission. You will speak with love and eloquence, and the fire of the Holy Spirit will pour from your mouths. This gift will draw millions back to me. I am preparing you now, for you are about to witness the greatest deceit ever inflicted upon the world by Satan. When you are from me, you will be able to defend the world from being engulfed by the wickedness of the evil one in his last days. You will not fail. You will suffer. You will face disapproval, opposition, and accusations of heresy, although all you will be simply reminding people of is contained in the Holy Gospels. Be at peace, for my gifts will sustain you during this battle. You are now ready for the enemies of mine who have been waiting to declare themselves boldly to the world will become known shortly. Then that will be the time for my final plan for the salvation of humanity to be completed. I am in you, with you, and I reside always in your hearts and souls. Your beloved Jesus.